morning, Bad Boy Yolo.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Did you just say thank you with the voice of someone still in bed at 5 p.m.?
Hi.
Do you want to do the show, yes or no?
After my nap.
What do you mean after your nap? You just woke up. I'm giving you the time of the introduction to get ready, and that's it.
The Weirdest Duck Show, where we talk about... What do we talk about again?
Oh, yeah, we choose a subject, but we don't choose the position we're going to debate.
The Weirdest Duck Show. Almost every Thursday, but most of the time on other days at 5 p.m. EST on Only Hit.
Hi! Everyone, how are you guys doing?
Great, and you?
A6D, I sound like a robot on stream.
Woo! Why? I love that. Why is
the
it sounding like a robot?
Said too high.
Nope. Should not be. That's weird because I hear you properly. It might be obvious.
Domo
lovely.
Origato, Mr.
Okay, is it better now?
I'm listening.
Stream, YouTube.
Let's see. Hello.
It's just YouTube doing that, I think.
What?
No, wait. Wait, I don't know.
I think it's doing it for some people.
Wait. I hear it properly on the website, but on YouTube it's doing weird. Okay, let me restart OBS. YouTube, will be right back.
We'll be right back.
We're on the radio if you want to speak to the website.
Hi, website.
This is weird.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
Alright. There we go, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, test.
No,
test,
still
test.
Not. YouTube, what are you doing?
YouTube.
It's just the YouTube sound doing that. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna do the plan B. It works all the time.
Man.
Plan B, there we go, I think.
Is it fixed?
No, maybe not. Wait.
Domo,
this is weird.
Origato, mister.
It was working like just before. Doc?
Domo. Domo. I am a robot. I am a robot.
And you shouldn't be a robot anymore.
No! I was a robot!
That was weird.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, alright. We are back. We are robots no longer.
Yes, no longer robots.
Alright, let's start the stream then. Let me go ahead and tweet it out really quick before we start. Stream is live.
That was an interesting start.
Oh, wait. Debate podcast stream is live. Boom! Alright, everybody! 1 year anniversary stream! Boom! Alright, so guys, welcome everybody to the 1 year debate podcast anniversary! Round of applause. This is going to be awesome! Okay, get this, everybody. We have something special for you guys, okay? Today, returning a reigning champion debater, who is, some people would even call him a master debater, is here. I'm about to introduce you all to...
Hi.
Yay! He is here and he's ready for memes. Let's go. And I promise you he's not a soundboard. So get ready, guys. It's going to be me versus Dream. And I'm going to crush him like a little potato this time. Now, for those of you who are not aware of the significance of this. I mean, first of all, it's Dream, and we all know how smarty McSmarty Pants he is. But not only that, Dream, not only is he a really good debater, he was also the first special guest we ever had. He was in episode 1 of the debate show. And so we thought, hey, we're having an anniversary. Let's bring the Muffin Head back and he can debate. So there we go. We have Dream. If you need to fix the auto refresh, the stream, by the way, someone said. But anyway, we're here and Dream is going to debate the topic today. And I thought, what better topic?
Just wake up at like 4 p.m. So.
He did just wake up, so there's a handicap for me, so I'll be able to hopefully beat him now because he is a little bit nerfed. you're nerfed, you muffin head, so I'm going to win. He's going to be so tired. He won't be able to formulate his arguments. Anyway, are you ready, Dream?
Yeah.
He's like, I just woke up. He hasn't even had his coffee. He's about to get muffined. Are you guys ready? He was in I believe it was first or second debate show. I think you're actually in both.
No, I'm pretty sure he was in this second.
Second? Ah, whatever. It's all the same.
And right. He was in the
first. I'm pretty sure I was in the first.
No, the first one was with Raj.
I know we did one that was like a test one.
Yeah. I think it was the test one was with Raj, and then the episode 2 was with Dream.
In
like
the first, maybe official one. I don't know. Either way, we're bringing Dream back, and he's gonna try and defend a position. And I thought, what better one to debate Dream with than the first debate that him and I ever did, which is. Everyone must be required to go bald.
I'm pretty sure Dream didn't do this one. That was the one with Raj, but sure.
Oh, whatever. It's fine. we're gonna do the first topic.
I'm pretty sure I remember it vaguely.
I thought you did that one. Okay, whatever. I don't even care anymore.
Well,
that's
maybe
the
we
topic
did it twice.
Doing.
That happened.
We might have done it twice. We are doing the... Oh, wait. Was yours? Yours was the bucket. You know what? We're going to do viewer choice. You guys will get a choice. What was the bucket one we did? That was a hilarious one. Everybody should wear a bucket on their head.
Everyone should carry a bucket around at all times. Was the
Yeah.
So there we go.
The bald one. We should just do that. Was the first one. Even if I wasn't in it, we should just.
Yeah. Let's do the bald one. The bald one will be fun. I think that'll be really great, especially given recent current events. So
what happens?
Time,
do you want to remind us maybe what events you're talking about?
So, no, we don't need to talk about it. Anyway, point is, we will give you guys a choice. Let's just do the bald one. We're going to do the bald one. If we have time, we will do the bucket one. Okay. So right now, we're going to do the bald one. Last time, I debated the bald topic. I had to defend that people should not shave their head. So I thought it would be fitting if this time I flipped my position and I took the position where people have to be bald and Dream took the position that people should not shave their head or not be bald. What do you guys think about that?
I don't know. You do you.
All right. Very straightforward.
Except Dream, maybe.
What do you think, Dream? Does that work for you?
Yeah. Anything works for me.
All right. Let's do it then. Okay. So that's the topic we're going to do today. I have to defend people have to shave their head. Okay. Dream will be defending the position that not only should people not shave their head, but they, in fact, should never be allowed to shave their head.
What? That's what it was? Really?
Well, we're flipping. So we changed up the format a little bit later in the show. We go back to the classic format and just have you be anti-mandatory shaving, but it makes it a little bit better if you also have to defend kind of an absurd position. Ooh, maybe you can be against haircuts altogether. What do you think? That'd be kind of interesting. I'm defending.
That's kind of random.
Everybody should go bald.
I'm so hungry.
You're
food. Yummy.
You're against haircuts altogether. No, food is for the weak Dream.
Broccoli.
Fine. Broccoli. Ooh, I love broccoli. Is there butter on it?
It has garlic and butter.
Oh my gosh. Give me. Vegetableception. All right, here we go, guys. Are you ready? Let us begin. Let's go. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Let's go. So, Dream, officially you're defending people shouldn't cut their hair at all. I'm defending people should shave their head off, all their hair off, and go completely bald. Okay? All right. Let us begin with opening arguments. Here we go. Everybody has to shave their head. Do you want to do opening arguments first or second?
Dream.
Second.
Second. Okay, I'll go first. All right, here I'm starting. Boom. Let's get right into it. No problem. All right, Yellow Muffin Heads. Everyone should be required to shave their head, and here is why. One, I recently shaved my head. It's great. Shaving your head is functional. It's stylish. I think we have too many unique hairstyles out there. I love being bald. Being bald is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. You should all... Everyone should be required to go bald, too, so that I don't feel alone. No, everybody should be required to go to bald, because if we all go bald together, then we're all going to have a great time, okay? Think about it. Think about how great the world would be if everybody was even more similar with each other. It sounds great. It is great. Let's force everyone to go bald. Bald for the win!
Was that your opening argument?
Your opening statements?
I'm saving some of my ammo for later. All right,
well, that is probably the dumbest opening argument I've ever heard.
Wow!
His argument is, let's all be more similar! Like, that's so dumb. Like, we want to be unique. Everyone wants to express their own self, whatever, by being unique and being themselves and expressing themselves how they are, and making everyone go bald is just the opposite of that. So I think nobody wants to go, let's all wear red shirts. Everybody only wear red shirts. Like, everyone has their own favorite colors. Everyone has their own favorite style. Like, you shouldn't be forced to not express yourself because some idiot wants everybody to look bald. I guess that'll be my opening statement since that was yours.
All right. All right, guys. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm moving. Just telling you, I will manage the thing remotely. Don't worry, I'm listening. I will just be moving.
Again. Everybody keep... Okay, so keep in mind, I didn't say this at the start. Remember, this debate show, we pick random topics, randomly decide who's in favor of what. Anything we say from this point on is not necessarily our actual opinion. It's just for the show, and we're just debating for fun. So just keep that in mind going forward. Now, we've done opening arguments. Let's get into the meat of the debate, Dream. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. All right, Dream, you mentioned that you're against uniformity and conformity, and yet you think everybody shouldn't cut their hair, so everybody's gonna have really long hair anyway.
Everybody's hair is different. Everybody's hair grows at different lengths.
Yeah, but if everybody has hair down to their buttocks, then that's pretty much...
Some people have trouble growing hair.
Okay, but everybody's gonna have super, super long hair if no one's cutting their hair. That's basically conformity. I'm just presenting a different type of conformity. And mine comes with advantages, unlike yours.
Well, yours comes with skin cancer because of the sun hitting your bald head.
They invent something to counteract that called sunscreen, which people should be applying anyway.
Yes, just let me wake up in the morning, roll off my bed, and then apply some sunscreen to my bald head.
Do you not apply sunscreen to your arms?
That'll be my daily routine. I apply sunscreen to my arms when I'm going to the beach.
Yeah, your arms, face, head, neck, all of that is exposed to the sun, okay?
Yeah, being bald, you're directly in the sun, but guess what is always exposed to the sun? The tippy top of your head.
Your face is always
we have hair in the first place. Like, do you think that you're telling me that you are smarter than millions of years of evolution that has evolved to have us have hair on top of our head. That way we do not get things like diseases and stuff.
Oh, you want to bring evolution into it. Okay. Well, guess what, Dream? If you want to take the evolutionary argument, you could say everybody had hair all over themselves, and now we don't. So if anything, we are getting less and less hair. So
yeah, but there's reasons for that, and there's evolutionary things where we evolve quicker than evolution, but that's different than, like, as in us as a human species, not necessarily our genetics. But hair on top of our heads is a necessity. it's a necessity to prolong our lives, because every time we go outside, the sun is beaming off our bald head if we are shaving our head like you want us to. And with you're saying, oh, it's just a different kind of uniformity, which is false, because with hair, everybody has different hair colors and different hair types, and it could be wavy, it could be straight, it could be in between, and also they can dye their hair
shapes.
Yeah, everyone has different head shapes, and they can paint their bald head with advertisements or something.
There you go. You just invented a whole new style that people can
play. Like the avatar
with
or something.
With a shaved head. It's the avatar. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Yeah, see, what are you going to say to that? What are you going to say when people walking around with avatar arrows? Thanks for the idea, Dream. Look, point is, your whole thing about, oh, people get skin cancer in their head. No, that's why we have sunscreen. And if anything, forcing people to apply sunscreen more often is going to be good for them.
Well,
because they're less likely to get sunburned.
Have to apply sunscreen.
You still should apply sunscreen if you're going to be out in the sun.
On your bald head. On
your
bald
arms
head.
Are going to be exposed to what? So yeah, just the fact that your head is exposed, if your head has hair on it, you don't have to wear sunscreen.
Well, listen, what's something, what do most people wear every day? Shirts, right? Do most people wear hats?
Yes, no, I know a lot of people who wear hats every day.
Most people don't. I've
started wearing a hat every day.
Well, that's fine, yeah, because you're bald, and that's why. That's what I'm saying. People can start to wear hats, but you're basically forcing people to wear hats. Most people don't want to wear hats. And if you don't want to wear hats, that's fine. But you can wear a shirt, which is a very normal thing, and protect your arms without even putting on sunscreen. But you're implying that people should wake up, go to the bathroom, brush their teeth, and then lube up their hands with sunscreen and rub it all over their bald head every morning to protect their heads from the sun.
From the what? From the sun. People should already be applying sunscreen when they go out and stand in the sun. If you're going to be going outside and being exposed to long periods of sunlight at all, you should
be applying sunscreen every day.
If I'm going to spend more than like 15 minutes outside, yes, apply sunscreen.
Every day you probably spend more than 15 minutes outside, so you apply sunscreen every day.
I do not. So, meh. But okay. I do know people who have really sensitive skin who apply sunscreen every single day. So what are you saying about those people? Oh, their lifestyle is just
exactly.
Bad.
Exactly. So that's that's horrible for them if they have to. That's kind of bad. Like, you wish they wouldn't. I bet you they wish. You know what they wish? They're sitting there going, "I wish I didn't have sensitive skin. That way, I didn't have to lube myself up with sunscreen every morning." Okay, that's what they're saying. They're not saying, "Wow, I love this feeling. The sunscreen. Oh, it's so nice and great, and I love it."
Everybody is at risk of getting certain types of sun exposure that are going to be bad for you. Okay, and the point is, when you spend too much time outdoors in the sun, you're going to potentially be overexposed. Okay, meaning everybody should already be applying sunscreen. If anything, shaving your head will just promote that idea in your head more. Okay, point is, ever since I shaved my head, I'm going to talk about some of the advantages of shaving.
Ever since he shaved his head, he's gotten a girlfriend. He's gone outside more often. He's wearing the most hats.
I won the lottery.
He won the lottery.
Like, everything. Everything's been No, okay. I'm kidding. But the point is, ever since I shaved my head, okay, there's a couple advantages that I've noticed, right? And one of them is, I run faster, okay? Hair is this volume. Hair is... Do not laugh at me, good sir.
Oh my God. I have food in my mouth. You're going to make me choke.
I'm not saying I run way faster, but guess what? Hair is a resistance, okay? Hair has...
Okay, Michael Phelps.
Hair adds resistance. Okay. Michael Phelps, you know why swimmers shave their legs? Because the water adds resistance and causes them to swim slower. Okay. They do that. That's why they do that, because they recognize the advantages.
We're not all professional swimmers, Ben.
Maybe we all should.
What am I trying to win, like a track meet or something? I'm just trying to enjoy my life, and I want my hair.
Okay, what if you had to run away from a pack of dogs or a bear?
Okay, that little...
That, think like, about it.
Millisecond is not going to save you from a pack of.
Yes, it
bears.
Might.
They're going to see
don't
you.
Know.
You know what?
You
maybe
don't
you know. You know what might save you? They'll see you. They'll be like, "Oh, this bald idiot! I do not want to eat him. He looks ugly." And then they'll run away.
Okay, so you're arguing that having bald head will protect you from dangerous animals. I think I agree with that.
Yeah, so it'll protect you from dangerous animals because they won't know what species you are.
There you go. All right, that's a plus one. Okay, thank you. So I will be protected from all of the dangerous critters. Thank you for that. Again, I mean, I'm not seeing the downsides so far. You're not laying them.
Well, I mean, the first thing I mentioned was was skin cancer. I mean, your head being exposed, something that people who are bald have a problem with is having to apply sunscreen and wear hats all the time because the sun beams off their head. And have you ever seen that SpongeBob scene with the guy with the bald head? It's like it's like shining, and everyone like has to like turn their eyes away. Like that will be everybody, because they'll be walking around
that's obviously
with shiny bald heads.
People aren't that bald, like aren't that their sun doesn't off their head.
Well, maybe not with you.
Ridiculous.
Maybe not with you.
Like the point is there are many many advantages to shaving your head. Okay.
Okay.
And
well, doesn't mean everybody should. Even if there's a million advantages, everyone shouldn't be forced.
Okay, well, defend the argument that people shouldn't shave their heads or cut their hair at all. Now you got, look at all these people walking around with flowing locks of hair. Do you know how expensive having long hair is to keep up? Okay, the longer your hair gets, the more proportion you have to spend on shampoos and soaps and conditioners and
let's see
and
how much does that add up to. Let's add
stuff.
It all together, the shampoo and conditioner and everything. Oh wait, I have to squirt a bottle of lotion on my head, my bald head, every morning and rub it in. Like, that's not a good argument. I'm comparing.
Yeah, that's something people should be doing
if you
anyway,
had to have
minimizing
the option.
Their
shave your head.
You're talking about health.
Health is not rubbing
health.
Sunscreen. Sunscreen is you shouldn't have to rub sunscreen on your bald head. From an evolutionary standpoint, hair was literally created for that reason, to stop the sun. That is the reason for the hair on top of your head. That is why there is hair on top of your head. So saying it's healthy to have a bald head and rub lotion on it. No, it's healthy to have hair
if
that
you
protects
don't
you from the
cut
sun.
Your hair. At all, you're over the course of your lifespan, your hair will grow to be like 23 feet long. Do you really want people going around with like 7 feet of hair? Could you imagine how big of an inconvenience that would be? Think literally.
There's something called like putting it up in a ponytail or putting it in a bun.
You could do
man buns.
And I'm saying if that's your choice, great. Wouldn't it be
so
much better
than having uniformity with a bald head?
Didn't have to manage all that hair. Okay, wouldn't that be so much better? We as a people, as humanity, we're already so divisive. Why don't we just add something that we all have in common that doesn't add hours and hours and hours of work to our day-to-day routine to take care of and maintain?
Well, no, yeah, but it takes, you have to rub lotion on your head every morning when you get up instead of having hair where you can actually choose what you want to do. If you want to, you can have so much different uniqueness. I feel
it's
like
it's a different
human
type of
creativity,
lotion, and it's a lot less, and it takes
human,
way less.
Human creativity is something that's really important.
No,
and
I'm addressing
that,
this. You cannot tell me that applying sunscreen to your head is the same amount of inconvenience as shampooing 2 feet of hair, okay? That is completely
but
different.
But everyone shampoos their hair already, unless they're already bald.
Yeah, and if you have really long hair, it's going to take forever.
Yeah, it'll take slightly longer if you have longer hair, I'm sure. People
slightly longer? No.
Everybody's hair grows differently.
Ask any... most girls have really long hair. Ask any of them, and they will tell you that having
a foot
or two of hair adds a ton of extra maintenance.
Yeah, but guess what? Do they choose to shave it off instead, even though they have that annoyance? I'm sure people
a lot of
like
them
tons
do.
Of girls. No, they don't. No,
I know
they
tons
don't.
Of girls with short hair.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Are they bald?
The difference you're talking about an exponential difference in time management.
But you're talking about let's take time management and apply it to like a girl with long hair and say, well, see, she takes a long time to shampoo her hair. Let's cut it off. It's like, that's not, that, there's, that's a big jump. That's a huge jump.
Hours and hours of work. Over the course of your life, how long do you think it takes? Okay,
you short hair. You're putting short hair. You're putting bald head cream all over your head every morning.
We're not talking about bald head cream. We're talking about sunscreen. Okay, something that again, if you're going to spend a lot of time outside, no. Listen,
shampoo is way more normal than sunscreen.
Again, we're just talking about 2 feet of hair. If you have 2 feet of hair, okay, you're talking about you have to apply conditioner, shampoo. That's already. Yeah. With the longer your hair is,
why do girls or guys with longer hair, why do they choose to do that instead of shaving it off?
Because they like the way it looks.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Because they want
exactly.
to show it off.
Exactly.
But the point is, you're trying to mandate that look upon everybody.
No, you're trying to mandate
and
bald head.
Yours is adding tons of work to people's lives.
Mine is freeing them
from tons of work.
No, I agree.
I am liberating people.
Let me ask you this. Right now, is there more people in the world, let's say under the age of 20, what percent of the world do you think is bald?
A lot, actually.
Pretty small. Under the age of 20,
what percent of the world is bald?
A lot of people.
If you had to ask people.
The point is...
No. Do you know what the number one reason why girls don't cut their hair short is? Do you know why? Is because they're afraid of the social stigma of having short hair.
Oh, come on.
Okay, that's the way. A lot of girls have said that if they could get away with it, they would prefer to have short hair.
But there's so many girls that prefer their long hair.
Guys, don't have to worry about having
that is a ridiculous argument.
No, it's not ridiculous.
Way more people in the world have hair. You're saying I'm forcing something, but way more people in the world have hair than don't have hair. So you're forcing something way more on everybody else that
has
hair.
I'm not forcing. I'm taking the social freedom
of having short hair
and letting
everybody have that. You're making everybody bald, bud. You're making everybody bald.
That's different though.
Like there's some girls that prefer having short hair. I'm sure there's not as many girls that prefer being literally bald, and that's what you're forcing them to be.
If everybody was allowed to do it, I'm sure that would be much better.
No, not allowed to do it. Forced to do it.
And that's the point. If everybody was told, "Hey, you got to be bald," then that just cut off literally hours of maintenance from people's lives that add up to days, to weeks, to months.
You have to sunscreen your bald head every morning.
Oh yeah, okay. So 30 seconds of squirt, boom, done.
You're already in the shower, bud. You're already in the shower. You use shampoo,
lotioning up, and soaping through your hair, doing the shampoo, then doing the conditioner. Oh, and then when you get out, you have to dry your hair and deal with all that wet hair.
There are so many things that would save people time that you don't want to force upon everybody because you're going, oh yeah, it'll save you an hour to never ever wear clothes and just walk around naked. You never have to get dressed. You never have to go clothes shopping. You never have to. All the factories that make clothes never have to be made. There's so much human save time. It's like, yeah, but I don't want to be naked. I don't want to walk around naked with my junk out.
Okay, but that's different.
Okay?
Walking around naked comes with a lot of problems.
It saves
going
time.
Around
everyone
bald
should be bald.
Doesn't add a bunch of problems to people.
No, it's the same thing. It's
apples
a preference.
And oranges.
I don't want to be naked. I don't want to have a bald head. I don't want my head to be naked. It's the same thing. It's a fair comparison. I don't want to be naked. I don't want to have my head be naked. And if you're going to force me to be naked or have my head be naked, I don't want that. Okay? I don't want it. That's it. You shouldn't force that upon people. If people want to do it, they can do it. But I think that even just looking at the human race right now and how many people have long hair versus how many people have bald heads, there is a huge leaning towards having hair. And there's so many reasons for that that it is not even conceivable
why
you would want to force people to go bald.
Why is that?
There's many reasons, but one of them is because of the fact that through an evolution, we got hair on our heads to protect us from the sun. Because when we walk, our head, our bald head, is pointing up and towards the sun that is shining these beams on our head that then gives us cancer and gives us sunburns and all these horrible things. And that's why we have hair. And if you want to say wear a hat, fine, you wear a hat and you go bald because apparently you want to, but everyone else doesn't have to. And if I want to go bald, guess what?
Oh, but everybody has to have 2 or 3 or 4 feet of hair on their head because they're not allowed to cut their hair.
Everybody can do whatever they want with their hair. There's so much more unique stuff they can do with their hair. They can
dye
it.
You're adding in a bunch of management to people's life. You're making people, you're saying, so you can't use the forced Cam Forcefield, because you're doing the same thing. What are the advantages of having a ton of hair over being bald? The point is, the reason why people don't shave their head is because of the social stigma attached to it. There's a ton of advantages to having everybody shave their head.
I have never once thought, I want to shave my head, but you know what? People will think it's weird. People will think it's weird that I shave my head. Like, I bet you, maybe some people
will look at me on the back.
Has a single person in the chat thought to themselves, I want to go bald, but I don't want people to, like, laugh at me. Like, no. Maybe but one person.
That's the point. A lot of people don't have a choice. They go bald through medical conditions, or they go bald because they're getting treatment for something and all their hair falls out. The point is, there are a bunch of people who have no choice. They have to go bald. And I'm saying,
there's some people
all
that have
of
to go
us
bald.
Can be respectful
sure like
and
it.
Make it less
why do you
strange
think people,
for those people
why do you think
if we
people,
all shave our heads too.
Yes, yeah, I know. That's for a small percentage of people that have to have their head shaved for one reason or another that don't want it. They don't want it. They want to have hair bad. They want to have hair. So instead of saying, let's just make everybody bald, why don't you find good solutions for those people? Like, I don't know, wigs. Or how about this?
Oh,
if you
so
have,
all
if
of
everybody
the people
their
who
head,
have conditions
if everybody
now
shaves
have to
their head,
wear long
even,
wigs.
You can't even make wigs. No, that's fine. If they want to wear wigs, they can. If they want to stay bald, they can.
Okay,
but
it's
their
again,
choice,
what
which is
would
the important
you do
thing. It is
for
their
people
choice.
Who are bald in your society, where people have to not cut their hair, what are you going to do for the people who are naturally bald?
It's the same thing
they're
they do right
stand
now.
Stand out
the same
like
thing.
A,
it's no different.
Oh, so they're just going to stand out like a sore thumb.
No, they wouldn't. They'd have a wig or something. They'd be able to do whatever they want. The point is,
so they have to wear a wig.
In your scenario, everyone can have Avatar on their head if they want. In my scenario, they can do that as well.
There are people already wearing wigs, right? Because they don't want to stand out as not having any hair. That's not good for those people. That's not good for their self-esteem. Okay, people shouldn't wear a wig
the point is,
just
it's their
to avoid
it's their
feeling
choice.
Bad about themselves.
Yeah, I agree. Nobody should have to do that, but that is a social stigma, and that is their choice. It is their choice if they want to wear a wig or if they don't want to wear a wig. In your scenario, they have to be bald. They have to be bald.
No, in my
There's
scenario,
so many different things.
They
oh,
don't stand
who
out
has
because
to...
everybody's bald. Everybody's
yeah.
unified.
Okay, let's just say this. People who are born with a disability where they have one less hand, let's just chop everybody's hands off because then they won't stand out anymore.
You
no,
know,
that's dumb.
That's a bad example because you're
that's
talking
dumb.
About something that's directly harmful. I'm talking about something that's not harmful, frees people of a bunch of labor and maintenance, and is actually going to be better for them and easier for them. Okay.
It's harmful to society. It's harmful to the
How's
human race.
How's it harmful
race.
To society? It's not harmful
it's
to
harmful
anyone.
It's harmful to the human
it's
race.
More beneficial.
Why do we have hair? Why do we have hair back?
I'd say the damage
from a scientific
that people
standpoint,
experience
why do we have
emotionally.
Hair?
No, we don't
why
need
do we have hair,
hair on our heads.
Yes,
okay,
we
then
do.
Why do people lose their hair?
Yeah,
why
because
do people
they
stop
age,
growing
then
hair?
They die.
All right,
what is the average
so
age you'll
if
lose their
was
hair?
An evolution,
what is the average age
if there
lose
was
their
an
hair,
evolutionary advantage to losing your hair, then why do or to having hair, then why do people lose their hair on their hair?
If there was there an evolution, okay, let me answer that. If there was an evolutionary advantage to if there's no evolutionary advantage to dying, then why do people die? Like that's such a dumb question. Obviously,
that's
there's some things
dumb.
That happen. No, it is. You're saying
that's
if there's an evolutionary
different.
Advantage to lose it, why, if there's no evolutionary advantage to losing your hair, why would you lose it? And then why would we die? If there's no evolutionary advantage to dying, then why would we die? Because that's just what happens. You have to lose your hair because the cells die. That's science. It's not you're arguing.
Science.
Why is science?
No,
because
not everybody
we don't
loses
like science.
Their hair. A lot of people don't go bald.
Yeah, that's evolution. That's fine. If they got lucky and their skin cells didn't die as quickly or deteriorate as quickly as somebody else that did, that sucks. But that's on them. They can get a wig if they want. They can do something else. But it's their option. It is their option. Forcing everybody to go bald is bad from a science standpoint. It's bad from a societal standpoint. It's bad from every single which way you can possibly look at it.
No, Dream, listen. There are people with alopecia who literally all their hair falls out. They don't have any hair on their head, okay? Or they have smooth spots. And that's the point. Those people automatically stand out from everybody else. There's people who go through chemo treatments and all their hair falls out, okay? There's people who are just naturally balding and they don't have hair and they stand out. Those people, the way that people look when you see people is people have hair. So when you see someone without hair, they causes them to stand out. Why should we force emotional stress on people just to conform to societal expectations?
You're forcing emotional stress on people who are going to be. What about people who have bumps on their head or have weird shaped heads? You're forcing them to stand out. You're saying you're trading one person standing out for another person standing out. That has happened in life.
Point, though,
there
Dream.
Are things
Everybody's
in life that you stand out in. It's
is
horrible.
Look different.
You're not
going to
wish.
Going to care about that.
You're not going to wish any harm on anybody, and you're going to hope that if somebody goes through something like that where they have to have a bald head, that sucks. And that's horrible, and they'll be in your prayers. But forcing everybody to shave their head because of that person wouldn't even want that. They would not want that. They would go, no,
but
I love my hair.
No,
I miss my hair.
People.
I wish that I had my hair. That's what they'd be saying. They'd be saying, yeah. No, I wish I had my hair. I don't want everybody to
but
have to bald
can't.
For me.
They can't.
They'd be selfless.
And the
I'm sure
point.
They would because they're good people.
But that's the point. They would be selfless. And I'm saying, let's be selfless for those people in turn. Let's give them the same amount of respect that they are giving us, okay? I think it's respectful.
That's not giving them respect
we're giving
by
sympathy, showing
forcing everybody to shave
by shaving
yeah,
our heads, too.
That's fine. If I want to shave my head in order to raise awareness or something, then I can. It's my option.
But you want to force everybody to not cut their hair at all. So anyone who has a big old bald spot on the top of their head is going to look completely bizarre because they're going to have really long hair everywhere else
except
for the top of their head.
In your case, you're making everybody have a bald head.
You're making everybody grow their hair out and they can't cut it.
Everybody has hair. Everybody has hair already.
Except for the people who don't.
Yeah.
So now you're forcing the people who don't.
You're forcing.
No, you're
large
making
percentage.
The bald people stand out even more. Dream. You're, if
do,
anything, your position
the they
is
have
cruel.
They can do. My position is way less of a change than
no,
your position.
You're emphasizing the fact that the people who don't have hair are now. Don't have hair, so they're going to stand out even more amongst a society where
right
no
now.
One cuts their hair and has like hair that's like
that's,
8
that's
feet
like
long.
The society, that's the society we're living in right now. We're living in a society where if you're bald, people will you'll stand out more than somebody who's not because everybody has hair. So you're saying you're going to continue essentially society how it is.
No, because yeah, people don't let their hair grow to be 8 feet long. They keep it at reasonable lengths, and you want
to
make
somebody
people...
that's bald does not stand out any more next to somebody who has 9 foot hair versus somebody who has
yes,
who has
they
two,
do.
3 foot.
If
hair.
There's 100 people no, who have 9 feet long hair, okay, then the bald person is going to stand out.
If there's
100
people who
more.
Have 1 foot long hair and there's a bald person, they'll stand out just as much because they're bald. They have a bald, shiny head that the sun will bounce off of. Bad. You are saying. That they are going to stand out more because somebody's hair is longer. There's a lack of hair versus hair. It doesn't matter
Dream,
how long the hair
your
is. There is a lack of hair.
Your position shows no sympathy for people who have no control and
my
can't
position
have
does
hair.
Show sympathy. They can wear a wig. They can wear a wig, and it's their option if they want to wear a wig. If they want to do something else,
want to wear
a
wig.
A
the things
head.
They're already doing to cover up their head because they're worried about
your
the
position
societal
is,
implications.
Your position is screw evolution.
Bald.
Screw their beautiful natural hair. Screw if you have wavy hair. If you have curly hair. If you have straight hair. If you're a redhead. If you're a brunette. If you're a blonde. You know. Screw your evolution. Screw your family genes. Screw everything about you.
Thank
you.
You just brought up another good point.
Hair.
The different hair colors. Guess what? Societal implications and standards. A lot of people look at people with blonde hair and they go, "Oh, they're blonde. Therefore, they must be dumb." Okay. A lot of people do that.
Joke.
Okay.
No,
that's a dumb blonde.
Yes, I'm sure some people do
stereotype that has been reinforced. If people shave their head, no one would know who's blonde.
Stereotype.
That societal stereotype is gone.
There's stereotypes
I'm
of people
trying
with bald
to make society
too.
More inclusive.
There's stereotypes of people
I'm trying
with bald
to
head
unite
too.
Society together.
You're trying to tear
society apart and be divisive, Dream.
So you're trying to cause uniformity. What you're trying to do is you're trying to take everybody and make them look the same. Now, that's fine, but people will stand out no matter what. And even when you're shaving their bald head. So would you be in favor of everybody wearing the same color clothes? Would you be in favor of everybody wearing the same shoes? Would you be in favor of everybody living in the same looking houses, driving the exact same looking cars? Would you be a fan of people getting trained to have the exact same handwriting? Would you be trained to have them the same creativity, to paint the same, to sing the same? You want everybody's voice boxes to be replaced with the same? No, it is dumb. Just because they say, oh, well, Johnny has a really deep voice. He stands out. Yes, and that is unique about him. And he can take that and run with it. Or if he wants to hide it, he wants to do something to prevent it, he can. And that's his choice.
Then
why are
you trying to force uniformity on people by
genetics
having everybody grow their hair out?
Genetics cause non-uniformity. If you, because you're shaving everybody's head to make everybody bald. I'm saying they have genetics so they can grow out their beautiful, luscious hair of whatever color they have. They can be beautiful.
And I want everybody to imagine a world where you have to manage 6 foot long hair. Literally, imagine that. Imagine how long that would take to shampoo.
Imagine waking up, looking in the mirror every morning, and not being able to do with your hair what you want to do. Not being able to have your beautiful hair.
You're literally looking back having that same thing.
Pictures.
Yeah. Imagine not being able to cut your hair at all.
Looking at your beautiful family with
imagine with that their, everybody
they have amazing genetics. They're beautiful family that has they're all redheads. It's been going on since like hundreds and thousands of years ago. And looking at pictures and then seeing yourself and you are bald and you do not want to be bald. And that is something that is bad. And that's people that people who had to go through that
seeing a hairstyle that you had no control of because someone like Dream said you could not cut your hair at all. That's what I want you to imagine.
There's so many things you can do with your hair. You can put it, you can do so many things to hair. The longer it gets, you can do more stuff with it.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
The longer it gets. Now you have super duper long hair that is incredibly inconvenient. And guess what, Dream? There's things you can't do with long hair. Okay. When you cannot cut your hair, okay, you can't apply any paints or anything to your shiny bald head. You can't make it look awesome. You can't have avatar arrow tattoos on your head. There's so much that you cannot do that you can do with the shaved head. So I have the exact same argument. And here's the disadvantage.
There's a small percentage of people that are bald versus people who have hair. That's the whole argument.
Listen, my situation does not add hours worth of extra work for people to manage, take care of super duper long hair.
Again, you would approve everybody wearing the same colored shirts and the same colored pants and the same style.
You're bringing just as much uniformity by telling people they can't cut their hair.
You can't. That's bad. Come on. You don't need to lie to
them. You're forcing it on people.
No, because there's a difference. There's a big difference because with your genetics, everybody's hair is already different. When you're shaving their bald head, it's different. You're just shaving your head. So the people with alopecia
or the people who are getting treatments and so they're losing their hair, those people are going to stand out, okay?
Pat, they stand out already. Oh, and let's not talk about the fact that... That's horrible, but that's just how life is.
You bring up wigs. Do you know where wig donations come from for people who are getting cancer treatments? Do you know where they come from? They come from people growing their hair out.
Yeah, and then cutting it because it's more donating their hair. Yeah, I agree. But there's also plenty of places where they've manufactured realistic hair that is perfectly fine.
Guess what? All of that donated hair gone. Okay, no, you're talking about people not being people able would, to people get would be able wigs. To get realistic. You're talking about people who have no hair.
Most wigs are not made out of real hair. The reason that
most of them are made out of real hair.
The expensive ones are made out of real hair.
The ones that actually look like hair are made out of real hair.
There's plenty of companies now that have made very, very, very realistic hair based on essentially real hair.
I looked into a lot of research into this recently, and I can tell you that they're not the same. Not the same in terms of quality, maintenance, upkeep, and they don't last nearly as long.
Just like anything, they can progress and be able to do English. You're saying that we would not, as a society, be able to make realistic.
We've been trying to do that for years already. It'd be even better. And what we've discovered is that nothing beats having actual donated hair.
Because it's easier. It's cost effective. Because it's free. It wouldn't change anything in terms of the quality. They would just be able to do it.
So you're saying this. Everybody's going to have super long hair, except for the people who have to go bald for one reason or another, and then won't have hair at all. And so those people are just going to be bald. Okay, they're going to stand out.
Again, I called it before you even said it. You keep saying they're going to stand out. They stand out
to those people. My position is compassionate.
Right now, you stand out. You stand out. That's just how society is. You're trying to force everybody to be bald. I don't want everybody to be bald. I want everybody to be able to do what they want with their hair and be able to have unique hair if they want, be able to have their family genetics with their beautiful hair, and that's fine. That's what I want.
I'm forcing compassion on people. You're forcing compassion.
You want people
stand out. To show that, look at me, I have super, super long hair while everybody's got super, super short hair.
I'm forcing compassion on people.
You're forcing people just as much.
Everybody must look exactly the same. Listen, everybody has bald heads.
You're trying to make everybody have super long hair. If someone wants to have short hair so they don't have to deal with all that maintenance, you're saying no.
They can put it in a short style. You realize that you can do with even if you have long hair.
Short style with long hair.
Yeah. What? People do that. Have you never seen girls that have really long hair because they want to grow it out? They have it in short styles?
No.
That is so...
No, I'm talking about a maintenance argument. Okay? Maintenance argument that does not invalidate it. You're still taking care of the same amount of long hair.
You know, yeah,
okay?
Exactly. From a maintenance
even if you have
you
a
are.
Short
there's so many things that take time
hair.
That we want to do in life because we want to do it. Like,
yeah,
pick out clothes.
Dream
you pick
wants
out nice
to
clothes.
Force
you
us
look
to have
nice. It's your
super long hair. Guess what, Dream? I don't
want
to add 3 hours of work
to
every day because you want me to have 6 feet of hair on my head. Okay?
You're exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating, but I'm also saying you'll take time putting bald cream on your head.
Have you ever had hair long? What's the longest you've ever had hair, Dream?
Pretty long.
Okay, how long?
Probably like 2 feet, probably.
You've had 2 feet of hair.
Foot and a half, maybe. Probably.
Foot and a half of hair.
Foot and a half. Foot and a half. Probably.
I want to see a picture of that because that'd be hilarious. I want to see it.
Probably a foot and a half.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have a foot and a half of hair anymore. Why?
Because
if that style was
myself,
so awesome,
I as myself, I as myself decided that I wanted to.
Yeah. Exactly. You
exactly.
Did not,
I like my
you
hair.
You did
not
like
bald.
Having long hair, and you said society is not going to put any unreasonable expectations on me. I can cut my hair short. That's what you said, and so you did it. You didn't feel odd about having a short haircut because you knew nobody was going to look at you odd, so you cut your hair. A lot of people don't have that option, Dream. A lot of people have unfair societal expectations. Guess what, Dream?
Just making stuff
You won't live by your principles, Dream. Mr. had long hair and cut it.
Of course I would live by my principles. I think that everybody should be able to do with their hair what they want. That's what I want, and I think that I live by that.
Well, I think that you are not living by your principles. You have super short hair as it is, even though you're advocating that people shouldn't be allowed to cut
super
their hair.
Short hair.
You had long hair in your life, and you cut it. And the reason you cut it is because you knew the amount of maintenance that it came with.
No, I cut it because that's what I wanted to do.
I am freeing people. I'm freeing them from societal expectations, from standing out. I'm freeing them from unrealistic expectations.
You're freeing them from nothing.
And I'm freeing them from hair maintenance, Dream.
You're freeing
something
them
that
from
takes
nothing.
Hours of work from people's lives.
Then why is
this
the first time
people?
You ever went bald? If it's so liberating, then why is it the first time you ever went bald?
Because!
And you had
good
to get
point,
paid.
Dream.
Because you had to
of
get
the
paid.
Societal expectations.
You had to get paid $10,000.
See, Dream is on point.
You're saying everybody should go bald. But Dream, I wouldn't do it unless I got paid $10,000, man.
Exactly.
Come on.
No,
come on.
You are
you're
right.
Accusing me.
Why
Wait,
didn't
you're accusing
I?
Me. You're accusing me you're of not
right.
living by my standpoints, and you had to get paid $10,000
exactly.
to go by yours.
No.
What the
that's
hell?
That's exactly the point, Dream. I wouldn't cut my hair this way because of the societal expectations.
No.
Okay? And it's opened my
to.
Eyes
because
to that problem. Exactly.
To.
Because I didn't want to go bald. You are literally
exactly.
defending
and
my position.
No,
thank
don't.
You. No, that's
I'm
exactly
not
it.
Your position.
The point
you can try,
is,
you can try
I didn't
like
want
that,
to shave my
you know
head. No, you're dead on. Why did I not want to shave my head? Because I didn't
no,
want
just,
to stand out.
Lying.
Because
didn't
I didn't want people
you,
to look at me and judge me. You are, Dream, you literally are on point with that. That is exactly
want,
it. And that is what I want to liberate
people
from. If everybody's hair is bald, nobody will have to worry about societal judgment.
All right, I get it. You really, 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 for some reason, want to go bald. And if you want to stay bald your whole life because you're bald boy Halo, then you can. And that's your choice. And that's what you want to do. Go buy it. But don't force everybody to do it. Because guess what? I personally, I'm not going bald because of some societal standpoint on it. I'm not going bald because, like, guess what? I like my hair. I like my genetics. I like my hair. And I'm sure a lot of people do. And I can style my hair how I want to, whatever way I want. I can make it look how I want it to look. And I can look beautiful in my own right. And you can look beautiful bald. But that is your choice. That is your choice.
Were those your closing arguments?
I mean, that's an argument.
Listen, Dream. You have really... really gorgeous hair. I've seen your hair, okay? But the point is, while you might like that, other people, their genetics may have dictated that they don't have hair that they like. That's the point I'm getting.
That's fine.
And those people are in the situation.
Guess what? They can dye their hair. They can put it in a style they want. They can make it look how they want. But they force them to be bald. They can't. You take that away from them. You are not liberating people. You are stealing from them. You are stealing their history. You are stealing their genetics.
You are
stealing their uniqueness. You are stealing their creativity. You are stealing their happiness.
You're dating people who maybe didn't like their hair. Okay? They don't like their hair. They don't like something about them. And you're saying, no, you have to live with that. You don't like your hair? Tough. You have
to change
it.
You can totally change your hair however that you want to change your hair. You can change your hair. I am
because you're forcing people
to allow uniqueness.
And not only that, you're forcing the people who don't have a choice, which is the point I was bringing up. The people who don't have a choice in their genetics or in their situation, you're forcing those people, okay, to stand out from everybody else.
They can dye their hair. They can do things that they want.
Lose their hair. Who don't have
hair. They can wear wigs.
You're forcing them.
Everything that you have, there's a perfect counter-argument. You're just ignoring every counter-argument that I have. Yes, people can do what they want with their hair. They can be unique. If they are born with something or something happens to them that makes them go bald, which is horrible, they can wear wigs if they want to. Or bald is beautiful. They can be bald. But that is their choice. But somebody that has hair and has luscious hair and wants to be blonde or wants to have curly hair, they have nice curly hair. Curly hair is more rare. Or they have some kind of hair that they love because of the fact that they're proud of their genetics. They're proud of how they look. And then you force them to shave it off and go bald. You force everybody to do that. Everybody loses their uniqueness. That is not human. That is not something that we do. Humanness is being unique and being creative. And if you strip that from them, then you are stripping their humanness. I'm gonna eat.
Well, I disagree. Okay, you want to go ahead and do closing arguments? Dream. Dream.
There's food in my mouth.
You want to do closing arguments first?
You can.
Oh, do you keep kind of doing it? Okay, I'll do closing arguments first. Okay. All right. Closing arguments time. So here we go, guys. This is the part of the show where we go into closing arguments. All right. Dream is snacking away. Look, this is what I'm saying, okay? All of us were born with every little bit of how we look, okay? And we should not be ashamed with anything about us, with how we look, how we think, anything about us that we were born with that we had no control of. No one should ever be ashamed with that, okay? Because those are all things that none of us had any control over, okay? So being ashamed of the fact that maybe you don't have the hair you like, okay? Being ashamed of something that you were born with is ridiculous. And no one should ever be put in that position. And therein lies the problem with Dream's position. Dream is forcing people to live with something that they very well may not want to live with, okay? He's forcing people to have hair that they may be uncomfortable with, that they may not have wanted to have. He is forcing them into that position, okay? And my point is, there are people who genetically are forced into a position that they don't want. They're forced into a position where they don't have hair because all their hair falls out, okay? Or they get a condition where they, through environmental factors, all of their hair falls out, okay? And they lose their hair. People will lose all of their hair, and now they're forced into a position where they have no hair, and they're going to stand out like a sore thumb amongst a society where not having hair is viewed as strange. Dream brought up a great point, and the point is that I didn't want to shave my head. Why didn't I? Because I knew that I would stand out. I knew that I would look odd, in air quotes, compared to everybody else. And that's the point. I should have been proud of myself no matter how I looked. I should have realized that no matter how I looked or anything about me didn't change who I am. Okay? And that's something that I think, because there are people who have no choice over the fact that they're bald, I think that us as a society, if we have to choose between everybody being forced to go bald and everybody being forced to not cut their hair at all. Let's support the people who don't have a choice. Let's support the people who have a condition or are getting a treatment that makes them bald. And let's support those people and let's stand with them as a society rather than making them stand apart even more, which is what Dream's position of making everybody grow their hair out will do. It'll take those people and it'll force them apart from society even more.
All right. I think that forcing something like going bald for the benefits of making people that have to be bald is just dumb. And I think that that's something that people who are bald of not their choice would not even want. The people who are you are saying are feeling bad because they're bald, they would not want everyone else to be bald because of that. They would just wish that they weren't put in that position where they were bald. That's it. That's all they would be thinking. And I think that people in general, there's so many things that people stand out of or are ashamed of about themselves. You can't choose your height. You can't choose, you know, certain things about you that are based on your genetics, but you shouldn't force everybody then to look like you because you are ashamed of something that you were born genetically with. I think there's so many things that everybody is proud of genetically that they have, like their hair, for example. And if you have longer hair, it doesn't, versus being bald, you can do so much more with it. If you're born with amazing hair and you're beautiful and you believe that you're beautiful and you don't want to change it, then don't. If you're born bald, you can choose to wear a wig, you can choose to stay bald, you can choose to, well, everyone's born bald, but if you are bald later in life for one reason or another, and you can choose to wear a wig or you can choose to not, and you can be beautiful bald, that's fine, that's your choice. And I think that leaving it up to people's creativity to dye their hair the color they want or to keep their hair natural or to style their hair how they want is very, very important to people being human. I think that is a part of them, as well as the fact that having hair on your head genetically is the right thing, which is why we evolved to have hair on our head, because the sun is above us and it beams down on our head. And if we have nothing protecting our scalp and our skin from the harmful rays of the sun, then it will do a lot of harm to us. And yes, you can apply sunscreen every single day, but I would rather not. I'd rather just have my natural hair, which is beautiful. I think it's beautiful. Protect me from it. And that's fine. And that's my choice. And I think that it should be their choice. I think that trying to force people to do something in order to help people that are in an unfortunate situation is not even something that those people would want you to do. And that's it.
Again, I get one closing statement. Everyone having, Dream said that everyone having hair on their head is the right thing. Okay. Which by that logic makes everybody who doesn't have on their hair on their head wrong. And I think that's crazy. I think my position supports the people who have no other choice but to be bald, whereas his does not. All right, there we go.
This chicken is really good.
Chicken? Anyway. All right, everybody, that was a fun debate. Okay, we're going to end it there. I don't know if A6D is there or not.
I am.
Yay! Okay, so that was interesting, Dream. While he throws the pull up, let's wait till he throws the pull up. Can you throw a pull up?
I can't really right now.
You can't? Okay, that's fine. All right, everybody. I'm going to try and throw it on Twitter then. We'll just do a Twitter poll. I wish I could make it shorter than 5 minutes. Everybody, go to my Twitter, at Saints of Games. I'm going to post the Twitter poll there. We don't need a song. That's fine.
Okay.
Who won the debate? Remember, vote for who you thought defended their points the most, not who you like the most. Just keep that in mind. Boop. So the arguments are Dream, Bad Boy Halo, and can't set it lower. Oh, fudge. I didn't put tie. Dang it. Ah, let me delete it. Delete.
Leave it. It's fine.
No ties. I want to put tie.
No ties.
No.
No ties. Okay.
Who won the debate?
Why do you want a tie so bad?
No, I'm ties, we always dumb put option. Tie.
Be no
Who
ties.
Won the debate? Dream or Bad Boy Halo? Remember, vote for who
you agree who defended their argument the best, not who you like the most or what you agree with the most. There we go. All right. Let's put the poll in and Dream Bad Boy Halo. And Ty and didn't tune in and tweet. There we go. All right. It is posted. Go ahead and vote, everybody. So, at Saints of Games is the Twitter if you want to go vote. Let's see how the results just pan out. Just post it in chat. Oh, yeah. Let me post it. Good idea. And switch. Boop, boop. 1 second, everyone. There we go. And boop. Everybody go. Oh, the mod did. Perfect. Everybody go vote. Go click on it. Let's see how it pans out. You have a lot of Dream supporters in the chat, Dream.
Well,
Dream stands.
I destroyed you, so.
I don't think you did, but okay. I think I gave better arguments to defend my position. And of course. There it is. Oh, I'm getting murdered in this poll. You son of a muffin.
Well.
Well, alright. That's the way the muffin crumbles. Okay. I think I know how this poll is going to go. Alright, so what do you think, Dream? How did that debate go?
It was good.
That was a good debate. I think it's so hard to defend... it's so hard to defend any time when you're trying to force. We each have.
I think your position was easier to defend.
I don't think so.
When we were waiting during the debate, I was like, oh, I'm going to lose this. I'm totally going to lose this.
No, stop it.
Your side's so easy.
No, you literally have so many Dream stands voting because they're Dream.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. Don't even try and pretend.
It's on your Twitter. I didn't even like it or anything.
I know, but all of the Dream stands outnumber the VH stands right now. Look, I'm just saying there's a certain percentage of people.
If you're a bad stand and you think I won, say one in the chat.
Bad.
What?
Last year, it was actually the opposite. It was some bad stands that were voting.
I always try to encourage people to not vote based on who they stand. Vote based on the arguments. I'm just making a point that there's always a percentage of people who show up and vote in favor of the ones. But anyway, I don't think I had the easier argument to defend. I think
you did, but...
I think you had one... No, because I think if you were to ask people... Let me put it this way. If we discovered a cure for baldness... I think the amount of people who are bald would snap up and disappear. We might have a couple people who just choose to stay bald, but I think there's a lot of people who are bald without choice, right? And so that's where I think it's kind of a problematic position is I think most people would prefer to have hair because most people like having hair, right? But anyway, I think it was a fun debate regardless. I think both of those are hard positions to defend. The main point that you brought up that I think was the hardest for me to try and counter was you literally the point you made that I thought was really hard was the fact that you said people can style their hair, differently even if they have long hair. Right?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where you do have a lot more perceived, you know, diversity.
Yeah, but you should have argued, like really argued wigs. Like you didn't, I think I mentioned wigs and you didn't even mention it once. And like, if you're bald, you can just wear wigs.
I did mention wigs.
Nah, you didn't.
No, cause the point is if I'm having people shave the head, the mindset that I was going with was people would wear a hat, but they're not gonna like wear a wig cause wigs would, you know, reciprocate having hair, right? Maybe I just didn't think about that, the point that, yeah, people could still wear wigs. But where are people going to get the hair for wigs? That's a good point. Maybe I should have gone that direction. Either way, obviously, I don't actually think everybody should shave their head.
I don't think everybody should not shave their hair.
Huh?
I don't think everybody should not. Like, not shave their hair.
Yeah, obviously, this is just a fun debate. I think the poll is pretty much done. Dream crushed it. Ugh. Dang it. Good job, Dream. If I had to pick one of these things, I would probably if you had to pick, like, 100% one of these things to put into law, what would you pick?
If I had to pick one of them?
Yeah. Like, on a personal... Like, obviously, neither of them would actually come into effect.
I'd probably pick bald.
Yeah, I think I would, too.
Why I'm saying I think it's easier to argue, though. Because I think that there's things that, like... There's a lot of benefits to...
Well, like, I think it would win with... If there was, like, a realistic proposal on the ballot, right? I think it would win. But the problem is, it's an absurd thing. No one's actually looking at it from the perspective of if this was going to become reality, right? People are still thinking about it from the realm of, well, this will never actually happen, right? Yeah. So it is from a, I think the forcing people to go bald camp would win, but from a debate standpoint, people are still going, well, I like having hair. I don't want to go bald. So no one's thinking about it from the, if you were legitimately forced to go bald. So either way, it's a fun topic. I don't know. I think having had hair that was like long, right? Not as long as your hair was. I did not like having long hair. It was just such an inconvenience. Like it takes forever to shampoo. And, like, there is an advantage that comes from having shorter hair as far as maintenance goes. So, I definitely would pick the bald. If we had to choose no cut hair versus cut hair, I totally pick the bald thing. Anyway, either way, it was a fun debate. I enjoyed it. Thank you for coming back. That was enjoyable. I had a lot of fun. It was nice to see you back. And memeing it up, you should come back again for the next one.
Have you ever had, like, long hair? Like, really long hair?
Yeah, I've had... I think the longest hair I've ever had was probably, like, 8 inches, maybe?
Okay, I mean, I've never measured it, so I don't actually know. I just know my hair was really long at one point, but... It wasn't, I don't know. Maybe a foot and a half is too much. I don't know. I did have long hair, though.
Dyed
your hair?
Huh? No.
You ever dyed your hair?
My hair, when I was younger, my hair was blonde, right? And it got darker.
Oh, yeah, older. Me too.
Like, my isn't hair that kind of crazy?
Well, like, I was in dirty blonde, but, like, really bright, dirty blonde, and then, like, it's, like, much, 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 much darker now. Like, it's, like, like, on the borderline of being brown, but...
Like, so when I was, like, all my... baby pictures and, like, kid photos, right? And me with, like, super blonde hair. It's so weird. But anyway, yeah, I feel ya. But I do not like... I hate, like, cutting my hair, but I also hate having long hair. So I get into sort of this weird dichotomy.
Yeah.
Anyway. I think you definitely did better on this one. I was just... There were... The points you brought up, I just didn't know how to argue against them. You're really good at this debate show, which is why it's so much fun to have you on. Ah, well, I'm gonna beat you next time you're on, so it'll be all right. I'll make up for it. No, I will. So, Dream, you told me you wanted to shave your head on stream. When are you doing that?
I did not say that. You're just making up crap now.
You literally told me the other day. No,
George said that.
No, you told me the other day. You said your face cam was going to be... You're going to shave your head on face cam.
I did not say that.
What do you mean? You even told me the date you were going to do it. $100,000,
I'll do it.
What? You're not doing it?
No.
Aw, come on. No. All right, can I get bald in the chat if you want Dream to shave his head on face cam? Bald in the chat if you'd like to see that. Everybody's like, yes, because then we'll get to see a face cam. Yes! I'm not going to post baby pics. None of you will ever get to see my baby pics. I'll probably post them at some point. Bald. I've been a dream. I will say, there is one of the advantages I like about being bald is I didn't realize this. Have you ever cut your hair like super short, Dream?
Yeah. Like I was in, never mind. Go on.
Like what? Like ROTC?
Yeah.
So here's the thing, Dream. When your hair is so short, it feels so nice on a pillow. Like, it just feels so good. Nice. It's like every night I put my head down on my pillow and like, it just feels like nice. I'm just like, ah, it's just, I don't know how to describe it. It's just so much nicer.
Yeah,
it's
it is weird. Nice to short hair like that.
It's weird. I don't know why. Anyway, that's pretty much it. I love you all. I think we're going to end the debate here. Hey, A6D.
Yes.
Can you end the live stream from where you're at?
Yeah, I can. I can. No worries. I can from my phone.
All right, guys. We are going to end the debate show right now. And, yeah, Dream, anything you want to promote?
Subscribe to Bad Boy Halo. Get him to 1 million. He's close.
Yay! Aw, thank you, Dream.
You're welcome.
Anyway, before we end the show, everybody just keep in mind that everything that we've said up until now in the debate show is
100% our positions.
No, it's not our positions. It's just for fun. It's for the debate show. I know a bunch of random memers showed up in the middle of it. Just keep that in mind. Anything we said, not necessarily our actual positions or opinions. Just keep that in mind. It's all for fun on the debate show. I love you guys. Thank you, everybody. Go check out Dream's channel. He just posted his the latest manhunt. It's really good. If you haven't gone and checked it out, it's really good. I stayed up late last night watching it. And even though I was in it, I was like, oh my gosh, it's so good. Go check it out. Check out the Dream. There's a song in the middle of it. That's really good. You'll love it. All right. Bye, everyone.
So you can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, on the YouTube channel that you're probably watching on. The website, unahit.us. Thank you so much for listening to Unahit, and Cindy Scott is coming up.
Bye.
And last words.
Bye, everyone. Love you.
Bye.